Okay, like in Amar and Page Samach Zayin, we were learning last time about the ability of the tzaddik to teach each person in accordance with his level. For people who are on a very high level, he teaches them to keep striving for more. For people who are on a lower level, he teaches them not to give up hope. And that's why the tzaddik is sometimes referred to by the word kol, which means every or all, because he's all-encompassing. The tzaddik is an all-encompassing Jew. Yeah? Okay, good. Okay, so the bottom of Page Samach Zayin. Let's begin. Ukamuvan shiyesh bein shtei bachinos halalu madregos rabos vishonos adlamot. Now, of course, the tzaddik, when we talk about the tzaddik helping people who are on a very high level and people who are on a very low level, there's obviously many levels in between. But the idea is that the tzaddik, and Hashem is tzaddik Hashem, is the one who's able to guide each person in accordance with his level. And a person has to be able to focus on what is his avodah and not become distracted by others. So the tzaddik who has an all-encompassing soul and therefore an all-encompassing perspective on life, yodeyas nefesh kol, because he is all-encompassing, so he understands everyone. Umasiges rucho shakol echad ve'echad, umaamido al ma'amado, umishmarto ha'sheichem lo. And therefore he has the ability to understand, to grasp the spiritual nature of each person, and to place him, to help him stand in his proper place, and to give him, so to speak, his charge in this world. Okay, bottom line. In the Sefer told us Yaakov Yosef, which is the first work of Chassidus ever written, Meivi ala Pasuk, turn the page, he brings on the Pasuk, in Mishle, Melech b'mishpat ya'amid aretz, Melech b'mishpat ya'amid aretz, the king, through his mishpat, is able to establish the world, v'ish terumos ya'arsena, and an ish terumos will destroy the world. What does that mean, an ish terumos? Look how he explains it. Melech hu atzadik. The melech is the tzadik. And the tzadik is, a melech is a leader. A melech is the one who sets the tone for the people. The tzadik also. The tzadik ador, the tzadikei ador, set the tone for the generation. Yesh anashim shatzadik manhigam ba'ofen shalom al midarach ateva. There are some people who the tzadik directs in a way that is above the natural order of things. Above the Derech HaTeva, v'kachu mamshich lahem es hashefa hashayich lahem, b'gashmi es uvruchnis, b'ofen shel lamal me'ateva. There are some people who are on a lofty level that they can receive their physical sustenance in this world, and they can achieve spiritual levels that are lamal me'ateva, that are beyond what seems humanly possible. So there are people who can receive in a beyond natural way. V'yesh anashim, and of course there's many other people, a proper tzaddik hopefully recognizes that there are some people who can't always receive things in a lofty way. They need to engage the world in a more natural way. So the tzaddik directs those individuals in a very rational, logical, tevadika way, a way that makes sense according to the laws of nature. So says the pasuk in Mishle, again, melech, melech b'mishpat ya'amid aretz, a proper king, a proper tzaddik is going to direct the world in the right way. V'ish terumos yaharsena. What does that mean? Look how he explains it. V'zeh melech b'mishpat yamir aretz. V'ish terumos. What does it mean, ish terumos? Mani kazeh. Shemeirim eskol amiskarvim elav b'derech ram. L'malim yiderech atem. A melech, a tzaddik, has the ability to direct the world. V'ish terumos. But the tzaddik who talks to people and assumes that everyone is able to handle his lofty level. Terumos, as he says, is the lashon of ram. Ram means what? Elevated. So the tzaddik, who tries to lift everyone up to a very high level, anyone who gets close to the tzaddik, he talks to them in the same lofty way. It doesn't work for people. The pasuk says, yaharsena, hu gorim va'osa harisos, he destroys people that way. The godless of a true tzaddik, emes, is that he can relate to people who are big people and relate to people who are very small people, because he's mamish all-encompassing. The person who's just a big person but doesn't know how to relate to a simple person, he'll say things that are beyond that person's level. Since Rav Weinberger's back today, I remember Rav Weinberger once told us, I'm not going to say who it was, even though he did tell us who it was, he told us once at a meeting about a certain tzaddik, a certain Tabel Chacham, who was speaking to a young woman who was becoming more religious, a girl from America. And the girl was talking about how she had certain ambitions in life, which for where she was coming from was great in terms of professional choices. And this particular Talmud Chacham spoke to her like she was a girl. The way that he was guiding her was as if she was like a girl who was born and raised in Bnei Brak. And this girl became frum when she was like 18 years old. And I remember Weinberger was saying how this person was a great Talmud Chacham, but he didn't know what he was doing. He was destroying this girl because he was talking to her on a level that was totally beyond her. He wasn't engaging her where she was. So the true tzaddik has the ability, again, to be able to give etzah to all types of people in a way that's appropriate for them. Again, I always use the Lubavitch Rebbe just because he was so all-encompassing in his connection to people. Men, women, children, Jews, non-Jews, young, old, it didn't matter. He had a way of communicating with everyone. And everyone who met him left transformed. And it wasn't one-dimensional. He didn't give out recipes that were lamalim and ateva for everyone. For some people it was. For some people it was very, very much b'derech ateva. So that's the tzaddik's ability not to destroy people. Some people need lamalim b'derech ateva. Some people need b'derech ateva. And the tzaddik emes, again, doesn't destroy people. Rather, he builds people up. Ki pu'ulos ateva heim enum osim. U'leshef lamalim b'derech ateva enum ruyim. So for these individuals we guide improperly, right? The things that are b'derech hateva, the tzaddik is guiding them away from, and the things that are lamal b'derech hateva, they're not fit for. So these people are left broken; they're left with nothing. And therefore, it's really important, again, whether it comes through the tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be our tzaddik to guide us. A tzaddik can be our tzaddik. Every Jew is a tzaddik to guide ourselves. We have to be honest and realistic and self-aware with the madrega that we're holding on. And be able to be good with that. To be able to not be jealous of others and to not look down on others, but to be in a healthy place in terms of one's bein adam la'atzmo. Hainu, the bottom line is, he says at the bottom of the paragraph, Hainu, the punchline is, Shitzarech lahamshich l'chol echad es ha-shefa va'anhaga ha-shaychem lo mamish. That the tzaddik has the ability and he needs to be able to what? To inspire and to guide and to direct each person in a way that's appropriate for him, mamash. In the way that's perfectly appropriate for him. A little bit of bad etzah from the wrong type of mashpia could destroy a person. That's the pashup shot here. And a person living a little bit not in accordance with the way he's supposed to live, if a person's not true to himself, and he tries to become something that he's not, it will destroy you. It will mamash destroy a person. And he'll be left feeling broken instead of feeling inspired. Says the Medrash in Shemos. The Medrash tells us in Shemos, "Badak HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid B'tzon." HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he tests out leaders, he first tests them out on animals. Right? The same way that most of us would probably believe that it's appropriate to test out medical cures on animals before you test them out on people. Some people will get very angry in the world that animals are like people, but I think most of us believe that animals are not like people. So first you experiment on an animal, and then you experiment on people. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just start off giving someone leadership over people. Hashem says, let's see how you do as a shepherd. If you have sensitivity to the sheep, then all the more so you'll have sensitivity to people. Badak HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid B'tzo, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested David HaMelech with sheep, U'matzo Rawe Yafeh, and he found David HaMelech to be a very good shepherd. Shenemar, Vayikacheyu Mimichlaos Tzon. Pasuk says, "Vayikachayu mimichla oson." Says the Gemara. It says the Medrash. I'm sorry. Mahu mimichla oson. What does it mean, mimichla oson? What does the word even mean? Kamo vayicholei hageshem, shayamoneya hagadolim b'pnei akatanim, vayamotzi akatanim liros, kadei sheyiru be'esev harach. What does it mean that David came back, that he was taken from michla oson? He withheld the animals. What does it mean he withheld the animals? David HaMelech had the sensitivity to each and every group of animals. So for example, he held back the gedolim to let the baby animals go first, that they should be able to eat the grass, which is easiest to digest, the soft grass. V'acher kach mosi hazakenim. And then David HaMelech sent out the older animals. Kadei sheyiru esav habeinonis. He sent out the elderly animals. They should eat the grass, which was beinonis. V'acher mosi habachurim. And then afterwards he sent out the teenage animals. Shayu ochlem esav akasha. The strongest animals have the ability to eat the grass and to digest the grass that is the harshest. So David and Melech had the ability to make sure that the babies got the soft grass and the elderly got the grass which was of medium strength, and that the youthful and strong animals would be able to eat the grass that's the hardest to eat. And that's how David HaMelech made sure that every animal got what it needed. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mishu yodeya liros atzon ish lefi kocho, yavo v'yira be'ami. The individual who knows how to provide for animals, right, it's much harder to get a sense what each animal needs. A person, it's obvious how no two people are alike. But someone who has that sensitivity to recognize that different animals even have different needs, all the more so, he'll be able to be a proper shepherd for my people. Hadahu dichtiv, that's what the pasuk says in Tehillim, me'achar alos, perish tzon minikos, heviyo leros b'Yaakov amo, that after he came up from shepherding the sheep, he was brought to shepherd the nation of Yaakov. Okay, so David HaMelech went through a transition from being a shepherd to being a leader of Klal Yisrael. Says the Medrash, the same thing was true by Moshe Rabbeinu. Va'af Moshe lo bachanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu el betzon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also wanted to see, can Moshe Rabbeinu properly take care of the sheep? Who was Moshe a shepherd for? Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Seinu, Chazal tell us, k'shehaya Moshe Rabbeinu al v'shalom ro'et son shel Yisrael b'midbar. When Moshe was shepherding the sheep of Yisrael in the wilderness, barach mimenu gidi, one of the animals fled, rotz achrav ad shehigia, he chased after him until he found him v'chulu. What was the end of the Medrash? He found him by a spring of water. Ayefata, and he saw that he was thirsty, and gave him to drink, and then he said, wow, you must be so tired from running all this way to get to the water. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? It's a famous Medrash, a famous scene. Maybe you colored it in a Jewish coloring book when you were a kid. Here, kivak seifo v'haya mahalich. Moshe picked up the animal, carried him back, carried the little shepsula back on his shoulders. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wow. You can recognize an animal is hungry or thirsty or tired. Yesh lecha rachim linok tzono shal basar v'dam. You have such care and sensitivity to an animal of flesh and blood that belongs to another human being. Kacha yecha atatir es tzoni yisrael. If you can take care of another man's animal this well, so all the more so you'll take care of God's nation this well. And that's what it means, Moshe hayu roeh, that Moshe was a shepherd. Moshe was a shepherd not only for Yisrael, but a shepherd for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes.
Right. Took care of
yeah, so I think we assume that a lot of our earliest tzaddikim were all shepherds. There's a Sfarim talk a lot about this idea of what it means to be a shepherd, what we can learn from a shepherd. It's a lot of lessons a shepherd, But yeah, the Avos and the tzaddikim were all, and the kings of Israel were shepherds.
So all our, let's say, current tzaddikim or tzaddikim from the past, is it referring to in one of their bodies, whatever, like one of their
goals,
they were a shepherd, and now they
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. I mean, if you're not a shepherd, can you not be a tzaddik? I don't know. Can you not be a proper manhig? How does Hashem test us nowadays? Before he gives us a position of authority. I don't know. Good question. Okay, bottom paragraph. Medrash Rabbah and Pinchas. V'cheinu Omer. The pasuk says in Iyov, La'asos laruach mishkal. La'asos laruach mishkal. What does it mean? L'rucho shel kol bria u'bria. A person who's able, right, la'asos la'ruach mishkal, to weigh properly each ruach, each person's spirit, each person's spiritual qualities and levels, each person's temperament, to have a sense of who each person is, la'rucho shel kol bria u'bria, to be able to understand the spirit of each and every being. Teide l'chashu kein, you should know that this is so, shekein Moshe mevakesh me'akadosh baruch hu b'sha'as misa. Moshe requested of Hashem, as he's about to die, he says, Rabbon Sha'olam, I need someone to take over. And what is the thing that Moshe asks for? That he should be a big Talmud Chacham? That he should have good midos? What does Moshe ask for as a replacement for himself? Amar lefanav Rabbon Sha'olam, galoi v'yadua lefanecha, daitan shal kol echad ve'echad. Hashem, you know more than I know, even Moshe says, that every human being and every Jew is created differently. U'kesha'ani mistalik mehem, when I leave them, Bivakasha mimcha, my request of you is, mana alehem manhik, appoint for them a leader, sheisovlam lekol echad ve'echad, someone who will be sovel. Such an interesting lashon in the Medrash, no? What does the word sovel mean? Sovel?
Patient?
Yeah, it's part. It has to do with sovlanus is patience, but it literally means to bear, someone who could bear, right? Hashem took us out. You can understand sovel is also like a person who's bear. What do you bear? You bear a burden. There's something heavy, and you're bearing the weight of it. You're carrying it. Right? Hashem took us out mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim. Hashem took us out from under the burdens of Egypt. So to be sovel means you're schlepping, or you have to have patience to schlep around someone who's weighing you down. Moshe Rabbeinu was held back a lot in terms of his own personal growth because of Klal Yisrael. Of course, in the end, when a person does for Klal Yisrael, you don't actually lose out. Right? But superficially, Moshe Rabbeinu has a lot to carry. That's a lashon that Moshe Rabbeinu uses in Chumash Devarim. How can I carry you for so long? Right? So a tzaddik has to be sovel, has to bear a lot. Right? He has a weight on his shoulders of a lot of people's problems. A young up-and-coming Rav called me the other night, and he said it was the first time that he had a very intense experience with a high school student who kind of, you know, opened up to him about his own personal struggles and his own loss. His mother had passed away, and he was going through a lot of different things. And this person called me and said, you know, like I'm just like very overwhelmed by it. It's very intense. And this was like this is the first thing. So I said, how do you think Rav Weinberger feels? He hears all day everyone. He carries around everyone's problems, the weight of so many issues. But that's what Moshe Rabbeinu says. I want to have a tzaddik. I want a replacement who's going to be able to carry a lot of weight, be able to bear a lot of tzars. Okay, so let's read the words again. Mana aleya manik. She'esov lan l'chol echad ve'echad. Top of the next page. Lefi dato. To be able to carry, to bear each person according to his intellect. You know how hard it is to be able to engage each person where he is? People are on a high level, and then you have to talk to a person who's on a low level, and a person who's on a middle level, and you have to try to guide each person. It's a lot. It's carrying a lot of weight. Shenemar yifkod Hashem Elokei Haruchos. Hashem, the one who is the God of all spirits, should recognize and appoint someone who's what? Who understands everyone. Elokei Haruach eno omer ela Haruchos. Doesn't say that God is the God of spirit, of soul, but Hashem is the God of souls. Hashem understands each and every soul. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, my replacement has to be someone who can engage each person where he is. So, Chavra, I was thinking, who's the replacement of Moshe Rabbeinu? Of course, Yeshua. So we said once in a very different context in the past that the gematria of the name Yeshua is 391. 391. Anyone else remember what else was 391? I think you can say a nice pshat here. 391, Gematria, Yeshua is Gematria. The Pasuk in Mishnah says, "Bechol dirachecha de'ehu," which means in all of your ways you should know Hashem. Which in the past we spoke about how that means that even in physicality, a person has to, we don't only find God in Shul or in the Beis Medrash, we find Hashem in everything that we do. We connected that in the past to Yeshua. But I think you could say Pasha now. Why is Yeshua's name Gematria, Bechol dirachecha de'ehu? Bechol dirachecha, in all of your ways you should know Hashem. Because Yeshua was the one who, again, Moshe said, I need someone who's going to understand that different Jews have different drachim. That different Jews have different ways of serving Hashem. Bechol derachach adayu. Every man has a different derach. Right? Again, some people may have a similar general derach. Right? The fact that you're in YU and not the Mir right now puts you in a certain derach. But there's still endless amounts of drachim within this world. So Yeshua's gematria, b'chol derachecha de'ehu. Because Yeshua understood that each person has a different derech in Avodas Hashem. That's why, and I'm not going to get into it now, but the Svarim say that if you take the letters of Mordechai's name, the letters of Mordechai's name is the same letters as drachim, plural, drachim, ways, pathways. And that might also have something to do with this. Mordechai may be a Gilgal of Moshe Rabbeinu. Mordechai definitely has a lot of connections to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe, Yeshua, Mordechai, these are people who understood that there's different drachim in Avodas Hashem. That I can't expect someone to be exactly like me. Again, the true tzaddik gives each person his proper prescription. A dangerous doctor just gives out the same prescription to everyone. A good doctor listens carefully and says, you know what? You need a little more, you need a little less, you need a little different. Okay, and that's that was the godless of Yeshua and Moshe, and even Mordechai HaTzaddik. Okay, not too many people are called HaTzaddik. Mordechai is called Mordechai HaTzaddik. Okay, last paragraph for today. Bechinas manig b'chol echad b'Yisrael. Everything that exists, again, in broad strokes, exists in every little detail. Klomar, shekol inyan ha'anhaga ha'amura. That all of this that we've been describing, how there are great, great leaders who have the ability to guide. Yeshna lo rak b'tzadikim u'manhige ador, ela af b'chol echod miyasar. This ability to properly assess a situation and to be able to choose the proper path is not only given over to the tzaddikim, but every individual in some way has an aspect of this. What does that mean? Shekasa Rabbeinu b'Lakutei Maran, Rabbi Nachman explains in Lakutei Maran Nun Vav, sheyesh l'chol echad ve'echad b'chinas malchus. Every Jew is a melech. Every Jew is a melech. I'll remind you of something also we said in the past. This past parsha we had the words Nasa v'Nishma. My parsha Mishpatim has the words Nasa v'Nishma. So he once mentioned a question that Rav Tzadok, a Kohen of Lublin, asks in the pre-Tzadik of Parsha Shkalim. Rav Tzadok says, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos Peches that when the Jews said Nasa v'Nishma, angels came down from Shemayim and placed two crowns on every Jew's head. A crown for saying Nasa and a crown for saying Nishma. Every Jew wore a crown. So Rav Tzadok asks a very simple question, and in a very shorthand language he answers it as well. Rav Tzadok says, if everyone wears a crown, so then who's the king? What's the answer to that question? If everyone wears the crown is the thing that distinguishes the melech. So how could it be at Har Sinai that every Jew wore a crown? Not everyone's allowed to wear the crown. The king wears the crown. A commoner touches the crown, off with your head. How could every Jew wear the crown? And the answer is exactly this line that we just read. Sheyesh l'chol echad v'yeechad b'chinas malchus. Because every Jew is the melech, every Jew is the best at something. Every Jew has some aspect of his avodas Hashem that's entirely unique to him. And it may take the tzaddik to help him figure that out, but he could also look internally and figure that out. If he's really honest with himself, he'll understand his place in the world. Sheyesh l'chol echad v'yeechad b'chinas malchus. Everyone is a king. Everyone rules over something. Yeah? Some people rule over their families. It sounds very negative the way I'm saying it, but right, ruling over them doesn't mean that, God forbid, with a heavy hand. It could be just that you influence your family. Right? As the father of the household, maybe one day you'll influence your family. Some people influence their community. Some people influence their coworkers. Some people rule over their possessions, Rabbi Nachman says. Right? Everyone rules over something. I rule over the air that I breathe. I'm in control of it. Whatever it means, so we all are dominant over something. Sarei alafim, sarei meos, sarei chamishim, sarei osaros. Person who sore bebeso. Right? Some people rule over thousands, over hundreds, over fifties, over ten. Some people rule over their house. Some people rule over themselves, which ironically might be the hardest thing to rule over, to be in control of yourself. V'davar zeh shayach l'kula mamish b'chol tzad u'pina. And this idea is true for every person in each and every direction. L'malamdim, for a rabbeim, magidei shir, l'horim, parents, gam ben ish ubeso, between a man and his household, husband and wife, ulan haga ben chaverim, hachayim b'tzavsa, usually there's someone of the roommates who's more vocal about things, sets the tone for how the apartment is run, shal pirov yesh gam sham inyan shal srara, because yes, even there's an inyan of srara. There's an Indian of what? Of having a position of authority. Sarar means authority. Sar, an officer. V'hinei lo nechone hi aderech listakel al atzmo, u'mimenu lishpot al chavero al talmidav u'beno. And therefore, again, in conclusion, this whole theme that we've been developing for the last couple of weeks is that God forbid that a person looks at himself and based on where he's holding, he judges his friend, his student, his child, rather, each person has to what? Has to be mevatel himself to the guidance that he's being given from his guide. Again, whether it's a tzaddik, or whether it's Hashem, or whether it's his own neshama. Lefi tivo, in accordance with his nature. Kocho v'kisho nosav, his strengths and his talents, his abilities. V'kach lahagbio, and then to try to raise himself up. Uv'rachav v'yinahagu v'yinalu. And if you're a leader, you should direct people with rachmanis. Again, help the person find himself. Don't try to make the person who you're having a hashpa on, whether it's your wife or your children or your coworker, right? Allow them to work alongside you and be the best version of themselves they can be. A Rebbe who tries to make his Talmud into a little version of himself is going to be a failure. That's a bad Rebbe. You know why? Because his Talmud is not him. Of course he'll learn from him. Of course he'll have certain hanhagos that he got from his Rebbe. But God forbid, if he's paying too much attention to his Rebbe, right, it's bad. He has to develop himself. It's like a guidance from his Rebbe. And if his Rebbe's a good Rebbe, he'll guide him in a way that's different than himself. He'll push him away from himself. I told you, someone at the Stuchiner the other week, at the Stuchina Rebbe's Chavura, asked the Rebbe about something that he did, a particular hanagah that he had, and he said, you take care of your business, I'll take care of my business. Don't pay so much attention to what I do. Right? Again, of course, we want to learn from tzaddikim, so that's why we do want to know. We pay attention. Right? But again, direct people towards themselves. And Amir Tzashem, if we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to guide us, then Amir Tzashem, we will have heavenly help in every step that we take in this world. Okay, so we have to really work to internalize this idea. It's so important that a person has a healthy sense of individuality. Right? To love oneself. To really love oneself. Because Hashem made you this way. Hashem made you this way at this time. I'll just chazer the famous Vart from Rav Kook. We'll end with this and learn a little Purim Torah. Rav Kook said a Vart in the Siddur, based on the Lashon that we say in the davening of Yom Kippur. We say, Ad shelo notzarti eini kedai. Until I was created, it wasn't kedai. Right? And now that I'm created, I still don't live up to my potential. The way Rav Kook explained it, right? Again, the pashup shot, I think that people say, is before I was created, I wasn't worth it, and I'm still not worth it. I wasn't good. I didn't deserve to exist before I exist, and now that I exist, I'm still not living up to it, so I'm failed. Rav Kook said it differently. Rav Kook said, no, Ad shelo notzarti eini kedai. Until I was created, it wasn't kedai for me to be created. Meaning what? My place in the world had not yet come. Ad shelo notzarti, not eini kedai, I wasn't worthy. I was a loser before and I'm a loser now. No, that's not what it's saying. Ad shelo notzarti, if you're wondering why you weren't born in the town of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, right? Because eini kedai, it wasn't kedai, that wasn't your place. Hashem said, this is your place. 2018, Tav Shanayin Ches, that's your place. And therefore, a person has to try to, again, the end of the sentence is, we're not living up to our place. But part of the reason we're not living up to our place is because we're thinking, oh, I wish I would have been born in a different place. Different set of circumstances. I wish I'd be smarter, I wish I'd be this, I wish I'd be that. I wish I had more money, I wish I had more wealth and health and intellect and good looks and charisma, and I wish I had a better sense of humor, and I wish I had, you know. Okay, you were born the way you were born. You look exactly the way you're supposed to look. You think the way you're exactly supposed to think. Again, you have to nurture the kochos you have. But never, God forbid, to have dimyonos of dreaming to be something that you're not. And never to look at someone else and be frustrated with them because they're not you. Right? Or to be frustrated with yourself because you're not them. That's what it means. Ad shelo notzarti, before I was born, eini kedai, it wasn't my place. And now that I'm born, I have to try to make the most of it. B'siyata d'shmaya, clinging to tzaddikim, and getting the proper guidance to find myself through this confusing world. Okay? Good?